This month's presidential primary is still a few weeks away, but a different primary election, the upcoming vote in August, is getting a little clearer. Seattle voters will have a chance to decide whether they want to renew an expiring property tax increase that funds low-income housing, and it costs the typical homeowner more than the current tax. KUOW's John Ryan explains.
Most of the money from Mayor Ed Murray's proposed levy would go to funding 2,500 apartments for low-income people in the city. The levy would also double the rate that property owners pay to support low-income housing. The typical Seattle homeowner would pay $10 a month for the next 7 years under the new levy. That's up from $5 a month now. Roger Valdez with the developer-backed group Smart Growth Seattle says the levy fairly shares the burden of helping everyone in the city keep a roof over their heads.
The levy, you know, that is fair because a single-family homeowner that is on a huge lot in Laurelhurst is going to pay a lot more than a renter in Belltown, for example.
Seattle voters have approved a housing levy every 7 years since the 1980s. In Seattle, I'm John Ryan, KUOW News.